When we worship, we celebrate the treasure God gave us in His Son, Jesus. We'll talk about the treasure and gifts of Jesus with Roxanne Intermule of His Faithful Stewards. That's coming up tonight on the program Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located at First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas, Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics. And a topic of interest to all of us is money. We can't get along with it. We can't get along without it. But to give us some guidance on this, I'm glad to have Roxanne Intermule back with us tonight of HisFaithfulStewards.com. And Roxanne, it seems like giving and treasure and that sort of thing all go hand in hand.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's great to be back here, Don.
Well, it's always good to have you on the show. And I want to remind folks right at the front of the program that they can schedule a free time to talk with Roxanne at her website. It's at HisFaithfulStewards.com. You can always follow the links on the website to set up a good time to talk, or you can call the office to set a time. The link to schedule, the phone number are both located at HisFaithfulStewards.com. Again, that website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. And our toll-free number, if you'd like to talk to us online on the air live tonight, 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. Roxanne, when we start talking about the treasure of God's kingdom, what comes to mind for you?
Oh, well, in Mark 13:44, we read a parable about that Jesus gave about a man who discovers treasure buried in a field, and joyfully he gathers everything that he owns, and sells it so that he can buy that field and have the treasure. So Jesus uses this parable to demonstrate the great value of the kingdom of God and compares it to great treasure. So when we discover the great treasure in the gospel of Jesus, how can we do anything but joyfully sacrifice everything to attain that treasure?
So then how should this impact our lives and even the decisions we make as Christians?
Well, I think about something else Jesus also said that's in Matthew 6:21, and that's that where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. So when I hear that, I have to hit a pause button and start taking stock of where my money's going. I mean, do I give $100 a month to ministries while spending $200 a month at the coffee shop? I mean, I have to ask myself if I'm laying up treasure in heaven, or rather I'm spending it all on myself now.
Now, that could be convicting for some of us if we're not careful, but talk to us a little bit more about how we can go about laying up treasure in heaven.
Well, I think about Jesus had once commended a widow who gave a very small coin to the Lord, and he explained to his disciples how she had given everything that she had to live on, and how her gift was so much greater than those who were giving out of their excess. So her heart treasured the things of God, and so her money followed. I also think about, there's a book by Randy Alcorn called The Treasure Principle, and in that he talks about how we can lay up treasure in heaven by how we give today. He calls it paying it forward. So when we give to kingdom causes today, it lays up treasure in heaven for us in eternity.
Good things to keep in mind. I think about 1 Timothy 6:19 that seems to tie into that as well. It talks about those of us who are being generous and willing to share, laying up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age. So a lot of biblical information on this subject. And again, if you'd like to talk with Roxanne, you can schedule a free time to talk with her at her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. Follow the links to set up a time, or you can give us a call tonight at 855-586-5433.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, Teach Truth, Love Well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu.
Are you looking for family-friendly television or biblical studies with informative programming? Let me introduce you to CrossFlix. From children's cartoons to in-depth studies to inspiring music, CrossFlix is an ever-growing community of broadcasting developed for the family, now available for Roku, Apple TV, Fire Stick, Apple iOS, and Chromecast. Search through our on-demand library with a free trial. CrossFlix. Entertain. Educate. Inspire.
Tonight on Encouragement Live, we're talking about resting in God's treasure. Scripture tells us to lay up treasure in heaven, and where our treasure is, there will our heart be also, and we're exploring how to go about that. Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com is with me, and again, you can set up a time on her website to talk with her about your own personal stewardship and even how you're investing and that sort of thing. Those are important issues. Roxanne, let's talk about some specific ways that we might live a life that reflects that our treasure is located in heaven.
Well, I think it can reflect through a lot of the choices that we make. I mean, when we choose to spend our time helping someone who needs our help, and our sacrifice of time shows that we value what God values, which is the people he created, I think that's when we're reflecting that. And when we choose to give sacrificially to a ministry that is reaching people with the good news of Jesus, we show a focus on eternal values. Or maybe we deny ourselves some social event that we were planning to attend so that we can spend time with the Lord. When we set aside our time and our money for things that of God, we show that our treasure is in eternal things.
Good thing to keep in mind. And if you'd like to talk about that with us tonight, Roxanne and I would love to talk with you and share with you. 855-586-LIFE is our number. 855-586-5433. Or you can talk with Roxanne by setting up a time on her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com, and you can talk with her personally and in confidence, and there is no charge for that either. Now, Roxanne, you've been talking about how Jesus told us that our hearts would follow our treasure. I believe he was telling the truth about God and how his heart followed his treasure when God sent Jesus to save us. What do we see about God's heart in terms of how it follows his treasure?
Well, he clearly demonstrates how much he treasured us by sending the great gift of Jesus. Because he so loved us and wants us in relationship with him, he gave us Jesus. His heart is with us as we are his treasure. I mean, Jesus gave his life for us because we were that important to him. His gift saves us and assures us that we will be with him forever. So even with God, we see his heart following his treasure. It shows that making sacrifice for things we treasure is part of being made in God's image.
And I'm so glad you brought this subject up, because tonight, if there's someone listening who has not yet come to the place where you have received God's ultimate treasure, the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, Roxanne and I would love to talk with you about it. And you can connect with us at 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. Roxanne, it's interesting to note that we can see God's image in ourselves in this way, but talk about some other ways that we see people sacrifice to demonstrate how we're made in God's image.
Well, I think about how God compares himself to a parent. And Jesus gives the illustration in Matthew 7:9 that if our son asks for a piece of bread, a parent doesn't give him a stone. Or if he asks for a fish, we don't give him a snake. And Jesus points out that God is much more generous than even we are with our children. So we have his image, and we long to give good gifts to our children just like God does, but he just so far surpasses us in generosity.
What an important topic we're talking about tonight, resting in God's treasure. Our number, 855-586-LIFE. CrossFlix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based movies and shows for the whole family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses such as Jerusalem, the Eternal City, and Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to your own community and join others on their spiritual journey. You may join as an individual or as a church and develop connections like never before.
CrossFlix has partnered with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support brave American and Israeli military veterans and their families suffering from trauma. The relationship between the U.S. and Israel is a long-standing one of strength and divine connection, and one that must continue to be nurtured.
When you join CrossFlix, you'll see firsthand the amazing work you'll help support, providing encouragement and hope to American and Israeli veterans and families.
CrossFlix.com. Educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in the people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's sat7usa.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. We're back on Encouragement Live. Great to have you with us tonight. I'm Don Hawkins, and we appreciate all the members of our team, including Danny and Rodney and Riley, who's handling a lot of our chat function tonight. And by the way, that music in the background comes from Brad Smithart. He is a member of our team, and pray for Brad and Nikki. They're going through some hard times at this time, health-wise. You can Google Brad Smithart and find out more about this music. By the way, we're talking tonight with Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com, our topic, Resting in God's Treasure. We've talked about the scriptures that say in Matthew 6:21, basically, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Roxanne, let me come back to the topic that we're talking about here tonight. You work with people with their money and their finances, and what are some ways that you see people operating from the principle of laying up treasure in heaven?
Well, I can see it in the decisions. I mean, for example, when I'm working with someone on setting up a will or a trust for assets that they're going to leave behind, and they're concerned about leaving some of that to ministries that are furthering God's kingdom, it shows that they have a heavenly focus with their money. Or they elect to move their money away from investments that support ungodly things, even if they're, you know, even if they're earning well doing and in those investments.
Now, when you talk about investments that support ungodly things, what are some of the things you're referring to?
Well, there's some big profitable investments out there that with companies that hold no real standards for how they make their money. I mean, there's a couple of large companies that often yield really high returns, but those returns come on the back of draining money out of third world countries and from having direct ties to human trafficking or supporting abortion and being involved in a number of things that most believers would object to if they knew.
I would suspect that you probably have some criteria for the companies you work with so you eliminate those kinds of things. Can you talk about that?
Yes. I actually have three criteria for the companies that I work with. And the first is, and as far as I can see and as deep as I'm able to dig, the companies look to be biblically responsible in what they do with it, how they make their money and what they're doing with it. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're contributing to Christian organizations, but it means that they're not supporting things that are anti-Christian. Second, they must have averages over the last year over the last 10 years of 8% or more from their indexed accounts. I mean, what we're looking at has been 8 to 13. And lastly, they must have very strong ratios of assets to obligations. Hmm. The last one assures that the company's financial strength, and the ones that I use are some of the strongest in the nation.
By the way, some of you may be interested in the fact that Roxanne is doing some free webinars these days. Roxanne and his faithful stewards are hosting a free webinar, and that's coming up on February the 12th, and that's right around the corner, just about 4 or 5 days away. It will be on the subject of will awareness and living trust. It will be at 5:30 p.m. Central Time on February the 12th. You can sign up on the website hisfaithfulstewards.com. In fact, I believe you have just a direct link to the place to sign up for the webinar, correct, Roxanne?
Yes, there's a webinar link at the top bar, and you just hit on that. It'll take you to the web, and there's a sign-up button, and it'll give you the times and sign-up.
I think you had a pretty good turnout for your last webinar, too, as I recall.
Yeah, we did. There were half a dozen or so people there.
Always good to get some folks in there, some good discussion. We have a phone call already, 855-586-5433, and apparently our phone call has dropped off, so we will continue with our discussion. If you'd like to join the conversation, you're welcome to do so. Again, the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Roxanne, I imagine that some of the people you work with have concerns over how their giving can make a lasting impact. How do you work with that?
Well, our focus at His Faithful Stewards involves good stewardship now and in the future. So we start by seeing how we can be the best stewards of what God has gifted to us without risking it now. So then we also address the gifts that we will leave behind for our families and the ministries that we wish to support. That means that we begin by helping people get their financial life in order, where they are saving and growing money well for the future. But then we also help cover will awareness and estate planning issues so they can determine how they might want to give of their financial resources to advance the kingdom of God from their final affairs.
Now, you said you start by helping people adopt a good stewardship that keeps God's gifts to us away from risk, but still growing well. Could you elaborate on that?
Sure. Our culture offers us several basic ways to save money for the future. I mean, the government has given businesses great incentive to help their employees invest in the stock market. Different types of market accounts, 401ks, 403bs and such, and other types of market accounts, mutual funds, have all been well crafted by the government to get employers to participate in these plans and to get people to accept the risk of the market as essential for good growth. And not many people really ask themselves why the government wants people to make these investments or what the government gets out of it, or even questions why, you know, whether there might be a better way.
Huh. I know a lot of people who have their money in the stock market or in mutual funds, 401ks, and really don't give much thought to the risk. But like you said, people have become somewhat desensitized to the potential that they could lose a lot of money. But some of us remember what happened back in 2008. People think the stock market's the only way to grow money well. But isn't that a little bit deceptive?
Yes, I think it is. I mean, at His Faithful Stewards, we've seen people averaging growth between 8 and 13% over the last 10 years without any possibility of loss. So when we line up the real averages of growth against a lot of the stock market growth, our options often outperform over time since they don't lose money and they don't go backwards. So good growth is possible without risk. I mean, a lot of stock market accounts don't even average 8 to 13% over time because you have to average in all those losses. But people have been conditioned to think that taking high risk is the only way to do well, but it is not.
There are some opportunities to learn more about what's going on with your investments and just get some counsel that would be of help to you from Roxanne. You can schedule a free time to talk with her at her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. All you need to do is follow the links on the website to set up a good time to talk, or you can call the office to set a time. The telephone number and the link to schedule are both located on the website HisFaithfulStewards.com. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com. And once again, there's no charge for that, and it's also confidential. Our toll-free number on the program is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. Roxanne, I know you don't believe good stewardship will gamble money in the stock market if you have other options. Now, you mentioned an option that's averaged 8 to 13%. I remember those numbers over the past 10 years, but doesn't put money at risk in the market. Tell us about how these accounts work.
I'm sure. These are options that do not put people's money actually in the market. The accounts cannot lose their principal or any interest that has been credited. They grow in connection with a market index, and the index determines the amount of interest growth on the account. When the index grows well, these accounts do really well. When the index drops, these accounts don't drop. They just don't earn anything during negative years. But the money is not actually in the market, so you know, they don't suffer negatively. But without having to make up for losses, we've been able to see 10-year averages between 8 and 13% with several companies.
Sounds pretty impressive. Sounds like you're offering some really good options for people to be good stewards of their money and to grow it well, but without risk. Now, you also mentioned that you help people with planning to take care of their loved ones after they graduate to heaven. You're helping people with wills and trusts to safeguard their families. Tell us a little bit about that and why that's so important.
Well, a will or a trust can specify where your leftover assets will go when you graduate. People can leave gifts for their children and grandchildren, and they can leave portions to Christian ministries. They can actually spell out their wishes in a document, in documents like these, and even who gets it, how much, when, how often. I mean, there's a lot of control that way. Most people don't realize that the government already has a laid out plan for what's going to happen to a person's assets when they pass away. And unless a person makes their own will or trust, the government's plan determines where everything will go. And I don't know about you, but I don't want the government or probate in the middle of deciding who gets my things when I leave behind.
Not me either, no. And I suspect I'm hearing a resounding not me either from a lot of our listening family. So, Roxanne, do you help people understand how to actually put a will or a trust in place?
Yes, we do. We help our clients explore how to prepare for the time when their loved ones will have, you know, when they're going to have to settle their affairs. So we partner with a legal company that has a system that simplifies the creation of the documents while saving people a lot of money. Through this process, people spell out what they want to have happen to their assets.
Now, the good news on this is that Roxanne and his faithful stewards are hosting a free webinar, if I can say that correctly, a free webinar, and that's coming up on February the 12th. The subject is will awareness and living trust that will take place at 5:30 p.m. Central Time on February the 12th. You can sign up on the website HisFaithfulStewards.com. Check out the webinar link. There's a webinar link at HisFaithfulStewards.com. The time is at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. That would be 6:30 Eastern, 4:30 Mountain Time, 3:30 Pacific Time. And again, that's a live webinar, and there's no charge for that. And it's at HisFaithfulStewards.com. You can learn more about it there. So, Roxanne, talk about how gifting works with wills and trusts that you work with.
Oh, okay. If a person is setting up a will or a trust, they can specify a certain percentage or a certain dollar amount of their estate that they would like to go to a ministry. I think of my parents, because that was something they did with their will. They specified that they wanted 10% of everything that they had left within their estate to go to a specific ministry that they loved. So when they passed, that was the first check that I wrote from their affairs.
Now, here's a very basic question. How can a person know if they need a will or a trust?
Well, we actually have a questionnaire that people can get from us. It gives them a self-assessment as to whether they need a will or a trust, and whether the person needs a will or a trust is determined by what possessions they have. We actually use those questionnaires and go over those together in our free webinars.
Very helpful to keep that in mind. Again, that webinar coming up this coming week, and you can check the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com, and sign up for it. It's going to take place on the 12th, February the 12th, so check that out. I believe that, if I calculate correctly, that would be Wednesday of next week. Is that right, your understanding, Rux?
I'm not actually looking at a calendar.
Tell you what we'll do. After the break, we'll check that out. We will not nail that down until we come back. A reminder, if you'd like to call us, you have a question for Roxanne, a comment on the program, 855-586-5433. Or you can visit the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com.
There are only two ways that your affairs will be settled after you pass away. Your way or the government's way. For anyone without a will or trust in place, the government will settle it through probate. So we must all ask ourselves, do I want the government to decide how my minor children get their inheritance and where my assets go, and then charge my heirs probate and court fees to make that happen? Or do I want to protect my family from probate and steward the resources that God has entrusted to me by determining how the assets that I leave behind will be used? Find out what you need to know and do to protect your heirs at a free webinar with His Faithful Stewards. This free webinar will discuss wills and trusts and help you understand it all. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and find the link for webinars. There's a place there under webinars where you can sign up. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com and the link to webinars. hisfaithfulstewards.com.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minrith, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Our topic tonight is resting in God's treasure, and we'd be delighted to hear from you at 855-586-5433. Roxanne Intermule helping us explore the issue of how we can lay up treasures in heaven as opposed to here on earth, where moth and rust corrupts and where sometimes the market turns down. And we've talked about scriptures that indicate the importance of doing that. One of those scripture references is Matthew 6:21 that talks about where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. And Roxanne Intermule of hisfaithfulstewards.com. Roxanne, I think when I raised the question, how do you know whether you need a will or a trust? Everybody needs one or the other. Would it be accurate to say that everybody needs to do something so the government isn't making a decision on how to dispose of your assets when you go to heaven?
Yes, I would say that's the case for 99.9% of all people, that they need one or the other.
Yeah, that's a pretty high percentage. It occurred to me when I was asking you that question that I probably need to add a little clarification on that. You know, just how can a person know if they need a will or trust? If you're breathing, that's probably a good way. We had Truett Cathy of Chick-fil-A speak at Southeastern Bible College when I was president there, and he was speaking on encouragement, and he said, we have a scientific test devised at Chick-fil-A. We test to see if people are breathing, and we can tell if they're breathing, they need encouragement. So that's a pretty good thing there. You need either a will or a trust, and we're exploring some of the issues. Now, let's talk about the purpose of a will and what it accomplishes. Let's start right there.
Okay. Well, A will is a document that states a person's wishes for their possessions after they graduate to heaven. If they own things that require probate, it will direct the courts on how to distribute their assets and lighten the load on the courts. But this will actually require hiring an attorney and paying court costs. So if a person has assets that go to probate, it's usually estimated that the cost for probate will be, you know, a minimum of 10% of the estate value. And that money only goes to the courts and attorneys. And it's money that a person's loved ones will have to spend in order to settle their affairs. And that has to be paid up front and settled before anything can go to families or ministries from their estate.
So a trust is different from that. So talk about how it's different and what that accomplishes.
Well, first off, the trusts have lots of flexibility. And that, now there are over 100 different kinds of trusts, but for our final affairs purposes, we're talking about a living trust. I mean, this kind of trust is used to keep a person's possessions out of probate and going directly to their heirs. I mean, a lot of people think that trusts are only for the wealthy, but that isn't true. These trusts can cost far less than it would cost for their families if things go to probate. I mean, the services that we offer usually cost about half of what most attorneys charge, and it has no other added charges for funding the trust or making, you know, bringing in the updates later.
By the way, folks, you need to know this. Roxanne is hosting a free webinar next week on February the 12th on the subject of will awareness and living trust. That's the same topic we're talking about right now. It takes place at 5:30 p.m. Central Time on February the 12th. You can sign up on the website under the webinar link at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, that's hisfaithfulstewards.com. And Roxanne will be able to go into a lot of detail there. And then you can also set up a time to talk with her personally on her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. You can also talk with us here at 855-586-5433. And Sandy has been waiting on the line to talk with us from Tennessee. Go ahead, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Good to hear from you.
Hi, Sandy.
Go ahead.
I'm going to have several questions later that I'd like to speak to you about on the dealing with the webinar you're going to do Wednesday. But my most important question is, some of us work till 7 o'clock, 7:30, and I was wondering, if you sign up for the link to join the webinar, is there any way you could pick that up later, like 7:30 or 8 o'clock, even though it starts at 5:30?
Well, we don't actually record them, but I try to do them at different times so that we do about two of them a month, and I try to scatter. One will be early, one will be later. We may occasionally do one on a Saturday morning to try and help accommodate some of people's schedules.
But good news, though, Sandy, is that you are Eastern time, I would suspect. Are you Central?
Central.
Okay,
Central.
So you're in Western Tennessee. Okay, because Tennessee has Eastern and Central time zones. What I would suggest, Sandy, is that, and that might be something, Roxanne, to think about in the future, is to make those webinars available. I understand there is a way technically to do that, but I could not begin to tell you if my life depended on it. How to go about that. But Sandy, I would encourage you, go ahead and set up a time to talk one-on-one with Roxanne, if you've suggested you're already planning to do. And you can probably get a lot of your questions answered that way. And then you can find out when that next one's coming up. And I'd like, Roxanne, for you to pray for Sandy right now. She's probably facing some decisions to make. And so if you'd lead us in prayer for her.
Sure. Thank you.
Lord, I just lift Sandy up to you right now, and whatever's happening, whatever is driving the decisions and the need for them to be made, I just, Lord, ask that she would sense your presence there with her and your guidance and your wisdom. And I just pray that she would have a great sense of your blessing on her life as she goes through this next week. I ask that in Jesus' name.
Amen. And Sandy, we're so glad that you called us tonight. Thank you so much for being a part of our program. Blessings. Thank you.
Thank you.
855-586-5433, talking with Roxanne Intermule. Again, that free webinar coming up on the 12th of February at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. You can go to the link and sign up for that at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Roxanne, I've certainly heard that probate can be pretty expensive. In fact, more than hearing of it, I've been involved in a couple of estates of family members and found out just how expensive it is. What can you tell us about that?
Well, probate costs will often cost a minimum of 10% of an estate, and then it'll cost a whole lot more than that if someone tries to fight the will. So even if a person has an estate that's only worth, say, $50,000, the cost for their heirs to get things settled in probate can typically cost at least $5,000, and the heirs won't have any money from the estate to pay for those fees until everything's settled. So they'll, because those fees are only reduced after everything is settled.
Wow, that's kind of a staggering thing to think about. Now, if somebody wants to talk with you about a will or a trust or about getting some of their finances in order, why don't you remind us at this point about how they can go about that?
Well, it never costs people to speak with us, and they can go onto our website at hisfaithfulstewards.com and schedule a time to meet with us. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com. Or they can call to set a time to speak with us at our office number, which is 970-579-5090. And again, the website is hisfaithfulstewards.com.
All right. And our toll-free number, if you have a question or comment on the program tonight, is 855-586-LIFE. Sharon is listening in Alabama tonight, I believe, listening over Briarwood Radio. Good evening, Sharon. Go ahead.
Hi. You mentioned an account that earns interest, but in down years does not lose, but does not earn. And I've never heard of any product like that. And I was wondering, what is the product platform? Is it a brokerage account, an annuity, a life insurance product? What is the platform for this account?
They're fixed indexed annuities.
Yeah, maybe okay. You could go into a little more detail on that, Roxanne. I suspect, Sharon, that you are not the only person who has that question, because for most of us, we understand the stock market, it goes up. And when it goes up, it's great. When it goes down, it's a disaster. And sometimes it goes really down. And so we want to be aware of this. Roxanne, you've talked about earning 8-13% in a positive setting, but being protected against losses. Give us a little more detail on that. I think would help not only Sharon, but a lot of folks listening.
Sure. Well, there's actually three different types of annuities, and I'm going to mention that because some of them are not, I don't see very positively, and so there's a lot of misinformation out there about annuities. But the first there is a variable annuity, and a variable annuity puts people's money in the market and at risk just like any other kind of market account. They tend to have hidden fees. They tend to be difficult to understand. I never, ever advise people to do those, and I never put those together for people. The second kind is a fixed annuity, which to me, that's a lot like a CD, because a fixed annuity gives a guaranteed amount of interest for a guaranteed period of time. I don't do a lot of those. We do those occasionally for people, but we don't do a lot of those. There's one in the middle that's called a fixed indexed annuity. And the fixed indexed annuity is one that has, it's fixed in the sense that it's guaranteed. It's not going backwards. You have a 0% floor. That's the worst it'll ever be. But then as the indexes move forward and grow, you grow with them.
And that last kind is the kind that you talked about that typically earns 8-13% per year
Let's talk about that. No, there are many companies out there that do fixed index annuities. There are not many that are that have averaged 8-13% per year.
Okay.
That's kind of a unique corner that we've been able to find companies that earn that well.
Yeah. And Sharon, if you'd like to get some additional information on that, let me give you a website and a telephone number. Do you have a pen and paper handy, Sharon?
Yes, sir.
All right. I think it'd be, sounds to me like this would be a good thing for you. HisFaithfulStewards.com is the website. And Roxanne's office number is 970-579-5090. And if you get voicemail, she will return your call. I can assure you, she always returns mine 100% of the time. So
you'll
be able to do that. Let me pray for you, Sharon, okay? Lord, thank you for Sharon. Thank you for her interest, Lord, in being a good steward of the resources you've given her. And I pray that as she talks with Roxanne, that you would guide her, direct her, that you would use the wisdom. We know Scripture says in the multitude of counselors, there's wisdom and there's safety. And so, Lord, guide her in that, that she might be able to please you with the resources you've given her. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for calling us, Sharon. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 855-586-5433. If you'd like to join the conversation on the air, we'd love to hear from you. Roxanne Intermule, the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. You can set up a time, no cost, no obligation, to be able to talk with her and check that website out. We'll be right back.
Do you have an extra car taking up valuable space in your driveway? Let Encouragement Live take it off your hands. It's easy, free, and best of all, tax deductible. Get your driveway back and keep Encouragement Live rolling so more people can bridge the gap between their faith and everyday life. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. That's 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary. And you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
The older people grow, the more important it is that they have savings that are not at risk in the stock market.
Here's an important warning from Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I've seen many people in their 50s that have all their savings still in a 401k or some other market-based account that is fully at risk of loss.
Roxanne and her team offer practical financial counsel to people from all age groups.
It could be that they need to start saving for the future in retirement, or maybe they've already done those things and they just need to be good managers of what God's given them and get their money to where it can grow well but won't be at risk of loss in the stock market. Or maybe they need to get a will or a trust in place to protect their family from the cost and stresses of probate.
You can schedule a free and confidential time to talk with Roxanne at her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Just follow the links on the website to set a good time to talk, or you may call the office to set a time. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com. Into our final segment of this edition of Encouragement Live with Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com, talking about resting in God's treasure. The toll-free number is 855-586-5433. Beverly is listening in Kentucky tonight. Go ahead, Beverly. Good to hear from you.
Hi. Thank you so much. This is so interesting, and I've heard you before, Roxanne, and I have a question. I'm a little confused. I wondered if maybe you could talk about an executor of a will and how much that would cost. What is the usual procedure? I'd say that there probably aren't a ton of us out there, but some of us are single with no children, and we need to have someone that we can trust to carry out our plans if something happens to us and we're no longer able to do that.
Oh, Beverly, what a great question. Go ahead, Roxanne.
Sure. The executor of the will is the one that the courts are going to give the charge of dispersing everything according to the will. And so you do want that to be someone you trust, but also do keep in mind that if it's through a will, the courts are also going to be overseeing that. So, you're going to select somebody that's willing to do it and is and is, you know, and cares for you and what you your values are, but at the same time, it is going to have some oversight.
Is there any way, any recommendations in terms of, like, if you're in a situation, Roxanne, like Beverly, where maybe you are single, maybe you don't really have any relatives or friends or even maybe somebody in a church family that you could lean on? Where would you suggest going to look for someone to be an executor of a will? Or would you maybe recommend discussing and setting up a trust?
It kind of depends on what the person's assets are. What is more important with that, and how to set that up. It's kind of hard to give that advice in a vacuum without knowing the specific situation, because it depends on how many assets there are, how that needs to be set. And you know, there are professional organizations, you know, attorneys and whatnot that you know will be appointed as an executor if you have no other options.
Let me make a recommendation, Beverly, and then we're going to pray for you, okay? This is going to be my recommendation. You have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay, jot this number down, 970-579-5090. And you can talk a little more in depth and specifically about what your particular situation is. Roxanne, I think, has indicated that she can give you more guidance that specifically relates to your situation if she knows a little more about it. And that will not be a charge on that, and that will be in confidence. But she can give you direction. The scripture talks about in the multitude of counselors, there's wisdom and there's safety. And that's one of the reasons we do this program, is to provide a counsel for people like you who have these questions that need to be answered. So, Roxanne, would you lead us in prayer for Beverly?
Sure. Lord, I just lift Beverly up to you and the situation that she's in. And Lord, I ask that you would provide wisdom and guidance for her and knowing how to put things together and in a way that she would like, that would honor you. And I just thank you for her heart and lift her to you. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. So good to hear from you. Thank you, Beverly. Appreciate your call.
Thank you so much. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. 855-586-5433. Talking with Roxanne Intermule tonight of His Faithful Stewards. And, you know, Roxanne, the three laws of learning are repetition, repetition, and you know what the third one is. So I think we have a chance to repeat some things tonight about this whole issue of resting in God's treasure and impact. The scripture, I think of Matthew 6, and that's a passage that says we're to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to us. But that's also where Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Talk to us a little bit about your heart to help people accomplish that.
Well, you know, it's really easy to get focused just on the here and now in life. And I think it can be a real challenge to maintain that eternal perspective of realizing that, you know, we're only here for a short time because eternity is forever. And so, you know, it's really my heart there to have people, you know, envelop or adopt that eternal life the eternal perspective for their lives.
I think that is, so important. Go ahead. You had another thought, too.
Oh, no, that's okay. Go ahead.
You know, I appreciate where you're coming from on that. And I think people need to hear that this is not just something that's your business. It's not just something that's your company. It's your heart. It's your ministry, helping people be good stewards. In any kind of ministry, we want to be good stewards of our time. Obviously, God has given all of us 24 hours in a day. Our talents, we have spiritual gifts, we have natural abilities, and God wants us to use that. And we have treasures. And I think about some people say, well, I don't have much treasure. But you mentioned earlier the widow who gave a very small coin to the Lord. And Jesus said she had given more than the people who were tossing huge sums of money into the treasury there in the temple. And some people may be saying, well, you know, you're talking about wills and trusts and this kind of thing. I just don't don't have that much money, but you, even if you have a small amount, you don't necessarily want to have to give a percentage of that away to the government if you can avoid it, correct?
Correct. I would agree with that 100%.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons why I'm so glad you have this webinar that's coming up this next week. And I want to encourage folks to check that out on the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. It's going to take place on the 12th of February. That's the middle of the week next week. And the subject is Will Awareness and Living Trust. And if you were listening a little bit ago, you heard Roxanne make the comment that 99.44% or 45% or something like that of all individuals need either a will or a trust. And the question is, depends on your assets, and that's what we were talking about with Beverly, the fact that you need to nail that down. And you can sign up for that webinar at hisfaithfulstewards.com. The website has a link to the webinar for you to sign up, and I know that a number of you are already doing that, and we're encouraging you to do so. And that way you can find out how you can leave a legacy. And, you know, it's not an either or that, well, I'm only going to give to the Lord's work. I'm not going to take care of my kids or grandkids. But it can be a both and, can it not, Roxanne?
Yes, it can be.
Very important to keep that in mind and as we look at this whole issue. Now, I want to go back to the companies that you talk with. You were talking about the criteria that you use when you're talking about investments. We discussed the fact that there are a lot of companies, big companies out there, that literally provide maybe a good return, or at least when things are going well in the market, but they may be investing in things that would not be very biblical. But you listed those three criteria. Could you recap those for us so that we'll have those in mind?
Sure, and I'll tell you, this is kind of what sets us apart from a lot of other places. But the three criteria that I require is that the first one is, as far as I can tell and as deep as I'm able to dig on these companies, they are using and growing their money in a biblical responsible way. Now, that doesn't mean that they're supporting Christian organizations, but right, it does mean that they're supporting things that are not contrary to Christian belief, and they would support, you know, Christian values.
Right.
The second one is that these companies have to have averaged 8% or more over the last 10 years. There's lots of companies out there that offer similar products, but they don't have strong returns. And I don't want to put somebody into one that's just barely treading water.
Yeah.
And then the third one is they must have a strong assets to the number of obligations that they have on their company, which is what provides for the strength of a company. There's lots of large insurance companies out there that they might have great ratings, but if you look at all of the obligations that they've moved into offshore accounts and different things like that, they could be right on the brink of disaster in their companies. And so we go a step further and we look at what those actual ratios are so that we know we're working with strong companies that are going to stand the test of time.
You know, that's assets to, let's see, what was
that? Obligations.
Obligations, yeah, look the other term. Let me see if I can boil that down to where I can understand it. It seems to me that that's like people that have more money in the bank than they have obligations, or they have more money coming in than they have going out during an average month. Or is that an oversimplification?
No, that's a really good simplification. That's a very good picture.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, sometimes we use these terms, assets, obligations, and you deal with these all the time. You know, it's just like those of us who are preachers, you know, we deal in terms. We talk about justification and sanctification and salvation and everything. But sometimes we just need to do what Dr. Clarence Mason once said, put the cookies on the bottom shelf so that even the kiddies can get to them. And I want to remind folks again tonight that free webinar is coming up on February the 12th. If you want to know about will awareness and living trusts, those are two very important subjects. And again, there's no obligation. Roxanne is not going to strong arm you at all in that webinar, but she's going to give you a lot of information. And again, that's at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. And I believe a listener told us it is a Wednesday, February the 12th. I know it's the 12th. Wednesday, because Saturday is the 15th, next Saturday. But you can sign up for that, or you can schedule a personal time to talk with Roxanne. A number of you talked with Roxanne tonight on the air, but maybe you want to go into a little more detail with her and get some confidential and free information. You can go to HisFaithfulStewards.com. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com. Roxanne, always a joy to have you on the program. We'll look forward to next time.
Oh, thanks so much, Don. Have a great evening.
You too as well. And friend, I want to encourage you, this is a Saturday evening program. Some of you listen Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time on the Worship Channel, theworshipchannel.org. So you can listen there, or you can find the programs archived at encouragementlive.org. And good night from Encouragement Live.